pretty basic question here now. I mean, how bad of a day can it be when you discover you won the 2011 MacArthur Award?
Bad?
How bad of a day could it be?
Not bad.
But actually, today isn't the day you learned that, Jad Abumrad, right?
No, actually, sorry for the noise. Bus is passing. I learned it a couple of days ago, and today qualifies as a pretty damn good day.
All right, so a couple of days ago, that was a good day, and it's still a good day.
Yes, yes, in fact. Although, you know, it's not like being married for 70 years. I mean, that's impressive.
Jad Abumrad, a listener of The Takeaway and also the producer and host of Radiolab, which is the reason why you've won this award. Tell us a little bit about Radiolab. A lot of people around the country, of course, listen to the program. It's produced by our co-producer here at WNYC. Jad, why do you think Radiolab might have even put you into the running here?
You know, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I guess if it had to do with anything, it's maybe. I mean, I don't think that we're doing anything terribly different than like you guys or any of us really. But maybe this show has been recognized as bringing a new aesthetic to public radio, a new kind of set of rhythms.
Well, let's show an example. Here's a taste of what got you the award. And actually, the MacArthur Foundation referred specifically to this moment and this particular program. One humor and insight-filled segment, they write. Are you blushing, Jad?
Yes.
Yeah, entitled "A Very Lucky Wind," tackles the subject of stochasticity, or the mathematics of randomness, by following the highly improbable route of a drifting balloon across the south of England. Listen.
Okay, it's June 2001.
Yeah.
Where are we exactly?
Oh, we're in a little town in northern England called
Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke-on-Trent?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And there is Laura Buxton standing in her front yard. She is 10 years old.
Yeah, well, almost 10.
Whatever. She's a tall girl.
Pretty tall for my age.
Pigtails. And in her hand, she's holding a balloon. A red balloon. You with me so far?
Yep.
She has written her name on the balloon.
It just said, please return to Laura Buxton. And then on the other side, it had my address.
Mm.
So there she is, standing in her front yard with her balloon.
It's very windy.
And she holds her balloon up to the sky, to the heavens.
And I just let it go.
A moment from Radiolab, produced and hosted by our MacArthur Award Genius Grant winner colleague, Jad Abumrad. Your co-host there, Robert Krulwich, have you spoken to him? We understand he's on a bender right now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's pretty depressed. Not doing so well. Not a great day for Robert Krulwich.
No. I would say it's probably quite the opposite, you know. I mean, I spoke to him yesterday. He was really happy. And in a way, this is clearly his award as well. I mean, you know, every decision we've made on the show, we've made it as a partner.
Oh, well, that is so sweet, Jad. You're a great guy.
You know, Jad, one of the things that distinguishes what we just heard from what we say we do here at The Takeaway is editing.
Yes. Yes, so, we pray at the church of the edit.
Well, right. I mean, but editing in the sense of not live. This is recorded stuff that's you configure and manipulate using all the technology at your disposal.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's a weird sort of hybrid beast between, like, crazy anarchic improvisation, you know, the kind of stuff that you guys do every morning, you know, no safety net. And at the same time, then that gets thrown into the computer and chopped to within an inch of its life. And so you get a weird kind of tension between the like, jazzy sort of, like, back and forth, and then also this extremely tight architecture of the edit. So when those two are in a nice balance, that's where I feel like the show hits its groove.
So we're talking with the MacArthur winner, announced this morning, Jad Abumrad, the host of Radiolab. I gather now your wife basically says, yeah, my husband has a legitimate job.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing all this time.
I figured there was a moment like that. Talking seriously about the award, though, Jad, it's supposed to encourage creative people to chill out and basically explore the kinds of things that they might not have the opportunity to do. Have you thought much about that?
I mean, only in the broadest terms. You know, I think about, like, this show is still the engine of my creative being, and so maybe this will give me a chance to kind of swivel a bit, look around, and bring more stuff into it. And I also think about, you know, bringing new people to the show And but beyond that, I don't have anything concrete. You know, it's just all so new. And
well, you've got time to think. And you know, I think it's really great to imagine that you're going to enlarge the existing franchise of Radiolab, not necessarily go start your own reality show somewhere or write a book. You know, boring stuff like that. You know, Dave Isay, a radio colleague, got the award some years ago, right?
Yes. Dave is the original trailblazer.
And his career went right into the tank after the award. So are you worried about that?
No, it didn't.
No, that's true. He did fine. He did great. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'd have to ask him, but the whole idea of StoryCorps happened after the award, so we might speculate that he thought of that during the period of time sitting around. Although Dave Isay, he doesn't sit around and do nothing.
Sitting
like
trying to figure out how to spend half a million.
I mean, are you going to talk to him? Because I'd be curious to know the answer to that question.
Now, we asked him to come on this segment with you, but he hasn't called us back. So I think there may be some tension.
There's no connection there.
There may
it's not
be
because
some.
Of Jad.
Jad, you know, congratulations. We want to say from the Takeaway family and the WNYC gang, heartfelt congratulations for a well-deserved award that really celebrates your sense of innovation in radio and media.
Well, thanks, John. I really appreciate that. And you guys rock, so I appreciate, you know, you having me on.
Are you blushing now?
I'm just getting caffeinated, so I'm not yet physiologically to a point where I can blush. But give me a few minutes, I'm going to start to blush.
Hey, Dave Isay, are you with us?
I am.
Any advice for your colleague and now fellow MacArthur Genius Grant Award winner, Jad Abumrad?
Jad, congratulations.
Hey, Dave, thank you.
I haven't heard the interview you guys have been doing. I heard the news on the Takeaway this morning. I'm absolutely thrilled. It's a great thing, man. You're going to have – it's a lot of fun. Enjoy it. You know, I found with the MacArthur that it gives you the license to call up people and, you know, try crazy things you may not have you know, tried before and really kind of push yourself into new areas. So
well, that's radio producer Dave Isay and Jad Abumrad, host of Radiolab, both – MacArthur Genius Grant winners. Thanks to both of you. And you've ruined my day listening to two MacArthur
no,
guys on my radio show.
Congratulations,
thanks
Dad.
A lot.
Well deserved.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.